We are learning Masechet Pesachim Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Beis, and we are beginning of a line in Tanur Rabbanan around 10 lines from the top. Tanur Rabbanan, Chachmei Yisrael Oimrim, Galgal Kavua Umazalas Chayzrim. The Chachmei Yisrael argued in Chachmei Umis in a few things, and the first thing they argued was about the Mazalos, the constellations, how it worked. So the Chachmei Yisrael said that Galgal means like a wheel, that there's a wheel in the sky that's Kavua, does not move. Umazalos are in their own box of this wheel, and they don't go around, they stay where they are, and the mazalos just move up and down, and they take the sun with them, and that's how the sun goes through the world, goes around the world. It gets carried from station to station through the mazalos. But the mazalos stay where they are, and the wheel does not turn. That's what Chachmei Yisrael said. V'chachmei ha'umo Yisrael ha'imrim galgal chayzer. It's a wheel that turns. U'mazal is kvum. It's like a Ferris wheel. The mazalos stay where they are, and the thing turns, and the mazalos go around the world and with the sun. The sun goes with the mazalos. It goes around and around. So that was the Chachmei Yisrael, the Chachmei Umo Yisrael. Omer Rebbe, Tshuva l'Devarayim, I'll tell you a raya against the Chachmei Umo Yisrael. You ever find the eglo we had said before is betzafin and akrav is bedarim, and you never find the opposite. You never find looking up in the sky. You see it's the opposite. So it must be they're always kavua b'mukayma and they don't move. So it's a raya. You want to make a raya from that? The chachmei umas
oilam.
What?
How did the chachmei know this?
The egg was here. They knew what it looked like. The egg had a certain shape, the constellation. They knew what the stars looked like. They knew which mazel was what. Maskel v'acha b'yakoy v'dumlo kibbutzina d'rechaya inami kitzinu d'dosha. Rav Acha b'yakoy said, no, I have a teretz for the goyim. That avada, there is something moving. But just like a door moves on a pivot, that there's something that can move and the other thing stays in the place, or by Rechaim, first thing with Snyder Rechaim means, when you have a Rechaim, you have the grinder that moves, but the stone on the bottom stays in one place. And basically, Rav Acham Yaakov is saying, I can explain the Chachmei Umis Olam, Avad is a wheel turning, but there's like two wheels, one in the other one. One wheel stays where it is, that's the wheel of the Mazalos, and the sun is another wheel that turns. So Avada is still arguing. When they say it turns, I mean only the sun turns. The mazalos stay where they are, but the sun turns. So good, you see only the eglo is always b'tzafa and the akav is always b'darim. You know why? Because that stays in one place. The thing that moves is the sun that moves in the circle, in the wheel, inside or around the mazalos. Rashi has two pshat. Either it's the wheel's inside or the wheel is outside. If you have an article tomorrow, they have a picture. I think they have a picture. Either it's the wheels on the inside or the outside. They don't have a picture. Either it's on the inside or on the outside, this wheel, and that's why it's not a kasha. So, of course, the sun moves according to Chachmei Yisrael.
Something is moving.
Right, something is moving. The sun is moving. According to Chachmei Yisrael, nothing moved. Everything stayed in one place. Just it got moved from the sun moved, but it got moved from station to station through the mazalos.
But that's a shala. The person stands like we've seen before. You stand in one spot. At 11:30.
No, the sun moves. No,
you see
the
right side of the 1:30.
The sun. It does move through the Chachmei Yisrael, but it's not on a wheel. It just gets pushed up with mazalos from station to station. It moves, but it's not right. It's not a wheel. The wheel doesn't move. But according to Chachmei Yisrael, it's like on a wheel. It's on a galgal, and that turns the sun around. So that's the machlekes Chachmei Yisrael and Chachmei Yisrael. There's another machlekes, which we mentioned before quickly. Chachmei Yisrael Oimrim, Bayoim, Chama Malechas Lamata Men Rekia. By day, the sun goes under the Rekia, under the sky. Over Laila, at night, you don't see the sun. You know where it is? Lamaila Men Rekia. It's above the sky. It's above the sky. Chachmei Yisrael say, Oimrim, Bayoim, Chama Malechas Lamata Men Rekia. By day, like same thing in Chachmei Yisrael, that the sun goes below the Rekia, over Laila, Lamata Mina Karka, goes under the ground. So it's not exactly like, from the words here, we know it goes around the world, so the world orbits around the sun, but it goes around, and they're saying it goes like through the Karka, that type of idea. But it does go under, according to the Chachmei Yisrael, it goes under the Karka. Omer Rebbe, Venir and Devrei and Devreinu. It seems like it's more plausible what the Chachmei Umos Olam are saying more than the Chachmei Yisrael. Why? Shebiyoyim Mayonos Tzenayim. By day, the creeks and the springs are very cold. Uvalayla, but at night they're roischim, they're hot. And what's the reason? Rebbe explains. Rebbe says, because by day the sun is up in the sky, so it can't warm up the water. Masha Inkein, by night, where it goes into the ground, through the ground, so there it warms up the water. And Rashi says, sometimes you see a little smoke above the Naharis early in the morning. He says that's because it was very hot overnight, and that's where the smoke coming off. If you look at the second line, wide line, Rashi says, Shacham Macham is Tachas or Karka, Teida, Shevaloy Sashacha, Ata Roya, Oshon al Naharis. He sees smoke on the Naharis. That's a raya that it got hot. Again, we have to, the shtimlus matzias, you have to go more be'in into the sugya. Akaponim, that's what the machlokes chachmei Musa and chachmei Yisrael were. Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, two more gemaras about these inyanim. Tanya and Rav Nosson Omer, v'mayis hachama melechas v'goyva sharekiah. In the sun, summer, the sun goes very high in the Rikia, and therefore it warms up the entire world. But the springs and the creeks are cold. It goes from the side. It goes lower down, which means from the side, lower in the horizon. It goes on the sides. And therefore the main part of the earth is cold. Just the sides are warm, but the rivers and the creeks are warmer. But the mayanos are hot because the sun is shining from the sides, not from on top. From on top, the whole earth gets warmed up. But from the side, then the earth is not is colder, but the mayanos are warmer. Tanu Rabbanan, Barbosh Shvilim Chama Mahalachas. The sun takes four different paths for four different seasons. The sun works a little different. Nisan ir v'siva malechas baharim. It goes over the mountains to the fashir as a shlokim, to melt the snow. Tamas of el, which is the summer, malechas v'yishuv k'dei levashos ha'peris, in order to ripen the peris. Tishrei mecheshem kislev, malechas v'yamim k'dei liyavesh esanaharis. It goes in the rivers in order to dry up the rivers. Not clear what this means, but v'yamim k'dei liyavesh esanaharis. Some have a girsa, it means ba'avir. It goes to dry up the rivers a little bit. It shouldn't overflow over the winter. It goes away to the midbar, so it shouldn't dry up the zram. So Akaponim, these are the four seasons of the sun. What they do to help us have Paris, these are the four seasons. Adkan the Gemara with astronomy. Now we're going to go back to the Mishnah, which discussed what's called someone who's Derech Rechoika Benegeya Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Derech Rechoika means out of the Askufas Azara, out of the step of the Azara, out of the Azara, the halacha is, you call Derech Rechoika. Break the Gemara Kasha. Va'af agav the Motzi Ayil, even though you're standing right there, you can walk into the Azara, and even if you can go in, you're still part of Karban Pesach, but lo yam rin le'kum ayil, you don't say walk into the Azara, but tell you look at the Braisa. Orel, someone who doesn't have a Mila, and he can't do, because he doesn't have a Mila, he can't do Karban Pesach. Or else Loimal, and he doesn't do the Mila, or he has Karas. If he could have done a Mila, he doesn't do a Mila, he gets Karas. They're Rav Eliezer. And it's the same Rav Eliezer. It's not like it's the same Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer says that in our Mishnah, he's standing outside Azara, your potter. Go into the Azara. Oral doesn't do a Mila, it's Chayiv Karas. Here, go into the, why don't you go walk around into the Azara? So you want to have two Terutzim. Abaya's Terutz like this. Amar Abaya, Derech Chayka L'Tahar, Ve'ein Derech Chayka L'Tameh. And we had such an idea yesterday, it's basically a Xeris HaKosov, that the head of Derech Chayka is only for a Tameh. It's only for a Tahar, not for a Tameh. A Tameh has a din that he can't eat Kachim. But he is a Bar Asiya, and therefore he has to do it. Same thing with Oral. Oral has a problem, he can't eat the Kachim. But he's a Bar Asiya, he has to do the Karban Pesach. There's a special head of Xeris HaKosov that a Tahar of Derech Chayka doesn't have to do Karban Pesach. So therefore, he doesn't have to go in. That's the Levi's Taras. Now, Taisa has a Pelde Kasha. He says, this guy who's an Oro, or Tomei, obviously he's not standing in the Azara. He's standing as the Azara. So, he says, Ksas Tema, second Taisa, because you're aiming chutz l'Azara, who Oro, or Tomei, Chayiv, or Pesach. He's Chayiv. V'mimol, he takes the Mila, v'yatar, his Tara, also his Pata, Yifter. He says, Miu, Dugma Zeh, Matzino, called Royal Bilayim Bilayim Kevizba. He says, he finds the idea, but I call Bilayim Kevizba. But it's still a Bamish Apella, this Kasha, that the guy is standing right at Azara, next to someone else. He's tar, he doesn't have to go in. This guy has mila, he has to do a mila and come in. If not, he's chayav karos. So Abai is tar, he's a lapela. And Tosis wants the question, but that's the best we have with Tosis kash and Tosis tar, it's a royal abila. That's one tar, it's Abai's tar, it's pshan in this Rav Eliezer. Rav Omar, that we're going to show is a tanoihi. We're going to show first that there's two ways to learn Rav Eliezer, and therefore maybe the third way to learn Rav Eliezer. Rav Amar Tanoi, Talmud Braisa, Rav Eliezer Oimer, Nema Richuk Makom Pesach, says by Pesach Derech Chaykov, Nema Richuk Makom Meiser, also says by Meiser that if someone's Derech Chaykov, he could cash in his Meiser Sheni into money. It says, V'chiyir B'cha HaDerech, K'loi Shuchal Se'esa, he can't, K'yir Chaykov M'cha HaMakom, Ashiv Chay Hashem HaKecho. So it says by Meiser Sheni, also Lashem Richuk Makom. So as a B'chlek is how to make this drasha. Mala Halon Chutzal Achilasoi, just like there, you add of your Makom Achilasoi, which is out of Yerushalayim. Afkan, chutz achilasoi. If you added the makam achilasoi, if out of Yerushalayim, that is enough. That's called derech chayko. So it's a third sheet that we just got over here. That if you add of Yerushalayim, it's called reichig makam. Not out of Madiyim, out of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Mishra, Rabbi Yezer, chutz la'asiyasa. It has to be chutz la'asiyasa, the place where you do it. Just like by Richuk the Meiser is Chutz Lehechsheiroi, which is out of, there is out of Yerushalayim. Here also, the Hechsheir of Pesach is Azara, Chutz Lehasiyasai. So it's a Shaila that make Joshua Richuk Mokim from Meiser Sheini. That's Machlaikis, but that's Machlaikis Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer's Shita of Skufas Azara comes from a Limut from Meiser Sheini, Chutz Lehechsheiroi. And the other man, the Yom is Chutz Lehechsheiroi, is Chutz Yerushalayim. So therefore, we want a Taina, like Rashi explains, that there's a third Shita. There's a Rav Eliezer who holds Chutz Lemoidim. He holds Chutz Lemoidim. And Ein Chanami, according to the man, the Amos Brisa says, Aros Leimol, Unish Chorus, we're going, that fear of Eliezer, he'll hold, that we learn of Richuk Mokoim, that's Chutz La, L'chutz Lemoidim, Chutz from where you could reach the place. So, like Rashi says, Am Ike Tanoi, the plea of Rabbi Eliezer, but Tana the Oros Leimol, Polog, Vama, and Lepot Rabbi Eliezer, Elva Oim Chutz Lemoidim, Lemetzinu Lemele Kumoi, because you can't say go in. Because if other Rabbi Eliezer, Brisa of Oros says you have to go in. So you have to be further enough that you can't get in. So that's the third sheet. But according to our Mishnah holds that Sufas Azara, by Oral also won't give Chayav Karos. You don't say Kumal. You don't say Kumal even when you could go in. So it comes out of three sheetahs in Rabbi Eliezer, what's from Rabbi Eliezer. Keman oz lahodom Rav Yitzchak v'Rav Yosef b'tameim holokach ha-roiv ha-oim dem ba-azara. The halacha is that if roiv kaiso is tamei, the halacha is you can bring a Karim Pesach v'tumah. What? Where do you count the roiv from? So Rav Yosef says, only who are in the Azara. If you add an Azara, you're derech chayko, you don't count as a roiv for Tameim. So who's that like? Come on. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Adam Shem Rav Lezer, that's totally in chutz ha-skuf ha-azara. Because he says, roiv Tameim go, but who is in the Azara? One more Gemara. In our Mishnah, it said, Rav Yosef said a raya, brought a raya to Rav Eliezer, that the shear is a skufa zazara. So our Mishnah says, because there's a hay, there's a pintala on top of the hay, there's a dot on top of the hay. We have in the Braisa and the Tsefta a little different drasha. Tanya, basically the Eimer, Derech, Shmeini, Mahalach, Shtayim, Shiyamim. It says in the Pasuk, Derech, maybe it means you're 2-3 days away. Because your Eimer, because it says in the Pasuk, Derech, Rechayka. That's what Derech, Rechayka says in our Pasuk. But Kushayim says all the pasuk of a derech loyhoya, this is a derech chayka. This is derech by itself. Magid, Shemeskufa, Sazara, Lechutz, Kari derech. Even Ere the Azara is also called derech, that's also called being away. It doesn't have to be 2-3 days. Even derech loyhoya means not rechayka, it's also called being away. You're part of a farm, Pesach Rishon, and you have to bring Pesach Sheni.